Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Discharge in that war.
Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
All right. We are reconnected. Hopefully I am coming through once again. Let me check on the certain things. Mercy, Blog Talk Radio sometimes. Let me look. Oh, hallelujah. I'm coming through on this end. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I pray all is well with the righteous. Hallelujah. It's good to be in a war. Good to be in the war of Yah. Hallelujah, family of Yah. I knew to say this with confidence. Oh, praise Yah. I do say this with confidence. To be covered in a real, true family. A family that was established from the beginning. Hallelujah. Bless you all. Shabbat shalom. This is Teacher Shane on this edition of Blog Talk Radio. Greeting you again this evening. Again, I know all is well with the righteous. Praise Yah. It's been a good week. Always a good war, good walk, good struggle. Because we are appointed unto this. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Try not to let this blog talk problem seem like last week it dropped off and won't drop off again this week. But no, we're not going to let it happen. We are the people of Yah, and we want to hear the voice of our Father. We want to hear the voice of the Shepherd. And through this dead season, Yah's voice has even been more prominent. And like Pastor said last blog talk, during his blog talk, this dead season trumps three or four dead seasons together. And I've come to agreement to agree with him truly, fully on this. Because I watch the Spirit of Yah working through my friend, working through my pastor. And it's amazing we don't consider what the Spirit is saying into the assembly. That warning does go out. There is a hand that does go out trying to reach to the uttermost. And still our shepherd still has to deal with stubbornness and rebellion, even though the love of Yah is coming out of the vessel, is coming out of the servant, is trying to reach unto many. They're slapping his hand away. I know this hurts my friend, hurts my pastor. I know even myself. I understand this fellowship that we that are constrained in this. Many of us are constrained. Well, some of us are constrained in this. And we understand the fellowship of the sufferings. Even though the opposition may be there, we still got to go forth. Through the opposition, our face set forth like a flint. Not to speak our own words, but speak what the Spirit is saying unto the assembly. I pray for the hearing ear. I pray for the seeing eye. Do you? The love of Yah has not been short this dead season. I see even the love of Yah even being more apparent. But I see many do not want to receive the love of Yah. This is sad. Warning came before we entered into the death season, letting everyone know what was going to take place if You didn't take heed to counsel? Our testimony, oh, we love, we love, we love. We want all the love administered to us, but when it's time for us to administer it, oh, hell no. Mercy, saints of Yah. Very grateful to be in this fight and this struggle. To be in this suffering, because it's a daily teaching, daily dying. But the end of all of it is still life. I still reach for life, and we should be still reaching for life. There's so many things out there grasping at your ankles, trying to cleave unto your ears and to your eyes. Just think if your eyes was always looking up to where your redemption draws nigh, then your eyes wouldn't be on your ankles. And your eyes wouldn't be concerned about what's grabbing your ears or what's bringing your eyes to here or to there. Welcome to the war. And hallelujah, and hallelujah, and all praises to the Most High Yah, who is, who was, and is to come, the Almighty. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We heard earlier, Pastor made alive. Dream, letting us know the strictness of the hour, not to be wasteful. Best path is to take heed. Because I know these words have been going on from time to time. One thing I know about our Heavenly Father, He does not want us to be ignorant. He does not want us to be destitute. He does not want us to be unclothed. But many of us desire to be unclothed. Many desire to be destitute. Many desire to be without food because of the stubbornness and the rebellion. Yeah, we can many times chant all the right phrases unword. But isn't the deed the more evident substance? We can talk word. We can type word. But to live it? But to be submerged in it? To suffer? Let us go beyond the veil. As the people of Yah will and must, when it's all said and done, the all in all is our Yah. The all in all is Messiah. We will understand who is first and who is last. We will come to the understanding that we were not first. And we will not be last. Those of us who are called, those of us are chosen, when we realize the creation that we are, that He created us to be, we can walk in that peace and walk in His power, His peace. When we get into His will, and His purpose. This is the covering that we must get under. This is the house that we must abide in. He is the family from the beginning. You were birthed in this even before you even knew yourself. Even before the foundation of the world, you were birthed in his mind. Will you receive that? Will you receive? Oh, we read it from word. But when will deed, when will life actually enter into that? When you will say of a truth, without no wavering, without no doubt, that you can walk in that with confidence and hold your head high. Why is your head held high? Because I'm looking unto the hills which cometh my help. I'm looking up. No need to look down. I'm not, Mosiah has not birthed me to be down. And we've got to understand that. We are a special people. We have a mount to where our feet walks. Why will we not walk in this high place with Messiah? Where it is written in the word, that's where he has put us. And I see a lot of hallelujahs, hallelujahs, hallelujahs. But what is in your hallelujah? Throughout all the week, all your travail, all your suffering, all your triumphs, all your failures, everything that brought you up into the Sabbath, to where you're going to say hallelujah. What is the composition of your hallelujah? What is the sacrifice of your hallelujah? You know, I know some of us, it might be a word, it might be happenstance, it might be good saying. But how many of us are saying hallelujah with substance, with tenure, with focus? There's nothing wrong with saying hallelujah. But I'm asking, what is behind your hallelujah? Why? Why? They're coming out from where? Where is its origin? Oh, hallelujah. 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 And I hope everyone is taking heed to how they hear. I'm not getting on to you for saying hallelujah, but I'm asking you to, you know, to kind of sit back and say, why am I saying hallelujah? Is my witness is true? Hallelujah. 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 All boast to the Most High Yah, and I definitely, he has all the boast. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Let's, again, most of our hallelujahs should be in the spirit. Many shout hallelujah and shouting in iniquity. But is this a true and living hallelujah? Is this a hallelujah that will make it to our Father's ears? Or is it a hallelujah that will fall down to the ground? Consider. 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 We, the people of Yah, we're lively people. We're living people. We're the ones that are going to manifest life as a witness to all creation. We're part of that whole thing that's going to leave them without excuse. So let us go beyond the veil. Hebrews, get ready, Brother Ugly. Brother Paul, bless you and pray. And I'm thankful that Yah had delivered you and got you from that illness and raised you up and made you strong again. Hallelujah. But needs be, I guess we got to go through certain things. But it's all a good teacher. It's all there to bring us beyond the veil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like, bless you, Australia, in spirit and in truth. When you got a hallelujah coming from your spirit, when you know this hallelujah has substance, when you know this hallelujah has, and it has a witness and it has strength, because it's a hallelujah to you know the one who has given you this, the one who has enabled you, the one that you know without him you can do nothing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Highest praise to our Most High Yah. Always and forever. Every waking moment. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Even when we're on our lowest valley. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That should be just coming out of our spirit no matter what. Knowing that we are a purchased possession. That now, hey, Most High has us where he wants us. Let us be content with such things as we have. We're in his house. He is our covering. He'll provide all of our needs according to his riches in glory, food, raiment, spiritual needs, conjugal rights. All right, Brother Ugly, let's go. We're going to Hebrews 10. Ah, Hebrews again, huh? One thing I love about Hebrews, it does nothing but talk about the majesty of our Messiah and his love toward us and his work to create a highway of holiness for us. You understand the suffering in himself? But our suffering was more greater than his suffering. So he endured the suffering. He endured the tree. He looked at us as joy. Hebrews 10. Verse 19, listen at the word, because it is definite. It says, having, this Most High has given this to us, Yeshua, in his loving sacrifice, has prepared this for us, this manna from on high. We're going to eat this bread. Are we going to partake of this bread from on high? Having therefore brethren. Are you a brother? Are you a sister? Do you know your father? Do you know your brother? Do you know your sister? Do you discern the body, the family that you are in now? Having therefore, because this is something we have. Hear that? Having the, what? I never considered that, teacher. Having, what? Having therefore, brethren, and it says boldness. We have a confidence. We have this ability to what? To enter into the holiest. What? To the pinnacle. To the purest? Yeah, we having, therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest. How? How did this key been given to us? How has the door been opened to us? By the blood of Messiah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I got to stop and The blood. And I understand that the blood that was shed at the tree. But just think of all the blood that led up to the tree. All that Messiah endured. All that Messiah suffered. We have the record. Have we believed the report? All that he did for us to have this boldness. He wanted us as he was fighting, clearing the way to the highway of holiness for us to do the will of the Father. He desired the light to do your will, Father. We have that spirit in us, and if this spirit be in us, then we should have a delight to do his will if we have went beyond the veil. Having therefore brethren, and he's only speaking to a certain people, only a certain family, to a certain tribe, if we can understand in this time, in this hour, how much a tribe in this hour is a covering to us, is a shelter to us. And then we didn't have this of our own doing, but Messiah prepared the way for this to come about. This was in the beginning, and it shall be in the end. And the restoration of all things is at hand. Let us go with the flow of the restoration. Why kick against the current? If you're in the boat with Messiah, enjoy the ride. Because you remember any times he was at the bow. If a storm came, let it come. Guess who's going to rebuke it? Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. And how is this administered to the brethren? As we have this. By a new and living way. By a new and living way. Who is the way? Who is the truth? Who is the life? By a new and living way, which he has consecrated. That just magnifies what he said before. Having therefore, brethren, boldness, which he has consecrated for us. What? Most High, what you have sealed for us? What do you have made secure for us? What do you have set apart for us? You sanctified us. You justified us. Now you consecrated us. Now what are you bringing us into, Most High? What are you leading us? Where are you guiding us? Where does this journey go? By a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us. How? Through the veil. And it says, that is to say, his flesh. When we come to an understanding of what was put upon that tree, we read the record. We read it in the Gospels. And we testify. But going beyond the veil, through the veil, through. In the tabernacle of old, but you really look at it, it's not old, but it was Therefore, it's dispensation. See, we had a structure that our forefathers were commanded to build, that are the ones that are in the family of Yah in times were instructed to build. It had an outer court. It had an inner court. And it had a holy of holies. And if everyone really read, really understood, we understood that in the outer court, a lot of the sacrifices was taking place. And a lot of the blood was shed. A lot of the burnt offerings was done in the outer court. And we can liken that to ourselves. And, you know, we are the tabernacle of Yah. We could say that everything starts out in the flesh. But once that work is done there, so there was a death out there in the outer court. Death was taking place on so many points out there in the outer court, in the flesh realm. Before that priest that was doing the service could actually enter into the first veil, to the sanctuary, before he could actually enter into the soul. And then he had to do certain things within the soul. He had been prepared, washed, before he entered into the soul. Mind, the will, and the emotions. Because his journey was from that flesh to the soul. But his end of his journey was into the spirit. Into the presence of Yah. Beyond the veil, there was a thick curtain between the soul and the spirit, between the sanctuary and the Holy of Holies. And it stood for its time, for a purpose. And then before he entered into the spirit, he was at the altar of incense. He would fill up his censer with great smelling incense, set it inside to the Holy of Holies and let it permeate through the Holy of Holies, and then he would enter in to the presence of Yah. But all that time there was a veil there. Until Messiah came. The erecting of that veil at that time should have showed us and taught us that only certain ones could enter into the holiest of all beyond that veil. Messiah knew this. Messiah knew that the children that had been given him and the work that he must do. It was in the purpose of Yah, in the mind of Yah, to bring Messiah on the scene to remove that cover, that veil. That was between the sanctuary and the Holy of Holies. Now I'm looking at the chat tonight, and I'm getting ready to click off of it. And I'm looking at so many that have left the conversation. I don't know why. Why are we leaving? We're going from the flesh, entering to the soul, and trying to get in the spirit where Yah is a spirit. That should be our final destination. We will not find Yah in the flesh. We will not find Yah in the soul. But there is order, as in the times of old, and restoring all things as at hand. Simplicity should not be cutting too deep. To the children of Yah who understand and know the Messiah, who have been through the sufferings, that their ear has been trained, not by themselves, but by Messiah himself. It's his ear that gives us the hearing. It's his eyes that gives us the seeing. If we just get beyond this veil, we stay too long in the outer courts of things. And sometimes, in happenstance, we might get into the soul of things. But what about getting into the presence of Yah, where Messiah has consecrated a more excellent way for us as Yeah, I know, again, a lot of things are trying to fight the stream, this, but I don't care. I got to go forward. We've got to get beyond the veil. If even so many things that are contrary, fighting against us still, no matter what, we got to get beyond the veil. God is in the spirit. We understand that we are flesh, soul, and spirit. We understand the flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of Yah. But somehow, some way, by the word of Yah, I can get the soul of mine into subjection with the precepts, commandments, and instruction of Yah, that somehow I can get into the Holy of Holies. I get to understand that there is no veil there no more. That the veil that has been there all this time has been me. An understanding of the word, there's still a veil remaining between the flesh and the soul. And it should be. That flesh should be cut off from these areas. And I thank Yah for it. There's still a veil remaining there, and that veil is needed. But the veil between the soul and the spirit, we've got to get there. We've got to get it beyond this veil that we think that is still there, the veil of us. But too many times in the outer court, weaponizing our envies, weaponizing our bitterness, weaponizing our jealousies, weaponizing our hatreds and fears. We're putting up all these damn veils before the Most High. I wonder why. I ain't heard from you. Why aren't you answering? Have you looked to yourself? Or are you going to sit there? And somehow, the devil, when it was you. You've got to understand it, that it first begins with you before the devil has entrance. He's always lurking there in the outer court. But what are we slaying? What are we burning? We've not even been through that suffering enough to where we can go through that first veil to enter into the sanctuary. Where we can see, actually in the sanctuary, that candelabra, all the 7 points of light. And in that sanctuary is the golden pot, all the manna that's there. And the incense. We just find this place in our soul that the Most High God wants to bring us to, so that we can get into his presence in the spirit. too many veils in our life. Veils of stubbornness. Veils of envy. Veils of jealousies and fears and hatreds. And we're in the body of Christ. And we got this little offense hanging on the ledge out there in the open. These knives in the dark. Waiting for a brother or the sister to touch that. So I can have a good excuse to get out. So that I can be go consumed with my envy and consumed with my jealousy and consumed with my bitterness. We better get beyond the veil of ourselves. When we are told our flesh profits nothing. We didn't even look even to the point where Messiah thought of his flesh. He put it on a tree. And let all our iniquities and all our sins be put on it. To the point and to hold on. To every last one put upon that body and to say it is finished for us, consecrating it for us a new and living way. His flesh, through the veil, that is to say his flesh. And I'm thinking, my God, how long did this sick veil hang in the natural tabernacle? And we still think it's still hanging in the spiritual tabernacle. We still think it's still hanging in us when it's been taken out of the way. All these veils of seeking to save your own life, and that's what's going on. You got these secret doubts in the background. You have these rations of doubts in reserve. Rations of unbelief. Condemnation. You'd rather receive the words of the mighty one of this world. Rather than receive. The words of Yahweh is going forth continually day by day to your ears, but you can't hear it. Because you ain't went beyond the veil. When will you die? Messiah died, consecrating it for us. Second Corinthians. Let us go beyond the veil. Our Messiah loved us. Will you walk in his love? Will you embrace his life? What is your life? We read it. It's in the word. Who will believe our report? I look at my flesh daily as all this dream, all this aspiration, all its wants, all its desires. And it has its voice. We're going this far in this journey. Understanding and receiving and tasting how good our Master is. How good our Messiah is. How good is his life. This was what I was seeking many years ago. To open my ears. To open my eyes. Dealing with so many lies. To get to Yah. But though I got to keep my face steadfast as a flint and keep my eyes on him, and he, all these years, has led me through so much. Because I trusted in him. We can trust in earthly things, earthly mothers, earthly fathers, earthly brothers, earthly sisters, earthly families that have been so dysfunctional. When Mosiah reached out his hand and brought me through the veil and showed me what I was created for. Showed me the meaning of true life. When he showed me he himself in his sufferings, in his journeys. And I was in there reading a book and the words jumping off the pages. And I couldn't do nothing but just following all the answers to say, yes, Yah, my mind, my will, and my emotions in the realm of the soul. I was in the sanctuary before he led me into the spirit. And I had to go this way. So many things have I dealt with in the outer courts. And it may have swayed my mind and swayed my purpose, but still, my eyes got to be set in getting into the holiest of holies. No matter what calamity was going on out there in the outer court, no matter what death must take place. I got to understand that death must take place here first before I can enter into the sanctuary. This is the order, this is the pattern, this is the way. And look at myself, and I didn't invent this. But there's a greater one in me than he that is in this world that was leading and that was guiding, that was propelling me to go forward. And I listened. He was on the tree. And I desire to eat that fruit. Even though the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was there in the midst of the garden, there was also a tree of life. Even though that tree was good and pleasant, able to make me wise, the knowledge of good and evil. I looked at the tree of life over there. And how many was going to the tree of life? I see so many flocking around the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. In all the trees of the garden, I was drawn to the tree of life. And as an element of my own accord, but the spirit with Yah has put in me. And the spirit that Yah has put in me, if we don't suppress it, should be continually bringing us to the tree of life. The one that's planted by the waters. Hallelujah. 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 I say hallelujah with substance. I say hallelujah with strength. It's not for me, it's for my Elohim. I look upon all his wondrous works as David did. As David did. And as he wrote so many words in his ups and in his downs as he was going through the veil. We watched David's journey through the veil. He went beyond the veil. Yes. We all. We are flawed. We have failed. We see that in ourselves. When are we going to take on the eyes of God and see us as he sees us? When we get beyond the veil of ourselves and your own condemnation? Because his first condemnation begins with us. And then the Hasatan seeing that we condemn ourselves, and then he has ground, legal ground, to accuse you. Because all these courts are going on in the spirit of your mind, and every one of us that are a child of King, we are no stranger to this going on. This is a witness to us. And it should be building a testimony in us. Words beyond our words that we will speak in that day. We will not speak of ourselves. We will speak of the deliverer. And who will dispute the deliverer? Who will dispute the one that was on the tree? Who will dispute you when you are on the tree? Not too many people make it to the tree. They still stay in the outer court. The outer courts of life. There is no life in the outer courts. All that was going on there was death. Death. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 15. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 15. It says, and that he, Messiah, died for all. Who was the all? Us. The children that had been given him. The Christians might say, the all of the world. No! Because if you don't receive him, he did not die for you. Only those that have been given him will receive him. And yet he died for all. He, Messiah, died for all. To get us beyond the veil. To get this thick curtain that was erected in this tabernacle that was upon the earth, that temple that was upon the earth, separating us from the presence of Yah. Children all their time held in the soul, leaving captivity captive when he ascended up on high. And then he died for all. That they which live, if you're going to live the real life, the true life, the life that is the truth, the life that was from the beginning of that life, that was ordained from Yah and called from Yah. And he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth, what? Dying for this, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves. Like Pastor said, there's too many islands in Israel. Too much civil war in Israel. When Israel should be one. When the gifts of Yah and the servants of Yah are submitting themselves and serving the children of Yah to get them into the presence of Yah, to be one in the spirit. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves. And they've got too much. When you're in stubbornness, you're living unto yourself. When you're in jealousy, you're living unto yourself. We in hatred, you living unto yourself. You're always in the outer court. But there's no slaying, no sacrifice going on. But we live unto him which died for them, which died for us. But one thing, he rose again. Life. 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 True life. Eternal life. This is what gives us the boldness. This life, it gets us into the holiest of all by his blood. And he rose again. And he did all this to pierce the veil. If we can understand the veil that's in us, that's between us, that Christ saw from the beginning, that our Elohim saw from the beginning that was between us, this enmity that had to be dealt with, that our body had to be put on a tree. But we rather not eat that from that body that was put upon the tree. We rather go to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But the tree of Messiah, what did it yield after Messiah was removed from that tree? We understand it began with the tree and it's ending with the tree. We are the trees in the field. We're known by the fruits which we bear. We understand by the fruit. We understand which trees we are. If we have the eyes beyond the veil. But understanding that tree and the fruit from that tree that Messiah was hung upon, if we ourselves reckon ourselves likewise being upon that tree daily, dealing with the pruning that goes forth with it, what fruit do you want to bear? You do want a fruit bear unto yourself? Or you want fruit that all your brethren, all the family can be nourished and edified thereby? Got to get beyond the veil, though. Because many of us are not in the sanctuary of trees as we should be. We're not all bearing the same fruit. Many of us claim to have a different husbandman. Only two husbandmen. I pray you hear what the Spirit is saying unto the assembly.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom. The King is coming.
Comforting words. Comforting words. The King is coming. Who is your King? Is it the one that died for all? That they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but they should live unto him which died for them and rose again? Wherefore, if we get beyond the veil and know this, wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Why is your relationship with your brother and with your sister is always after the flesh? Should not be in Yah. Why stay in the outer court with these relationships with one another when Yah is a spirit and they that worship him will worship him in spirit and in truth? And if you're in the family of Yah, all things must be done in the spirit. Got to get beyond the veil. Get beyond the veil. Get beyond the veil. Not knowing each other after the flesh. That's why we have so many dissensions. That's why all these jealousies and these envies and these hatreds work. Because no man is out there slaying them in the outer court so that he may enter into the sanctuary of Yah. This is the order, saints. This is Yah. This is His Spirit. I cannot speak nothing of myself. I am constrained as a teacher, sometimes preaching. And I know pastors of the same fellowship and of the same suffering trying to reach, trying to get you out of the outer court. Trying to bring you words that you will slay these things in your flesh, that you will burn these things in your flesh, that perchance you might make it to the sanctuary. But no one, how many of us want to get to the presence of Yah? We stay in the outer court. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But is Yah hearing your hallelujahs in the outer court? Where is your hallelujahs birthed from? What is the substance of them? We read the Psalms and we know the Psalms have hits. We know that David is, no, he is open and naked. But so many of us want to clothe ourselves and hide ourselves from the presence of Yah. We take it, Yah. And Yah's going to say, who told you was naked? You going to let the mighty one of this world clothe you? Many of them are letting the mighty one of this world clothe them through their envies and jealousies and hatreds and strifes and bitterness, and walk around all these clothes in the outer court and wonder, why am I not hearing from Yah? Why am I going through this? Why am I going through that? Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. And I thank my Yah for my friend, for my pastor, Charles Dow. I've been in the fellowship of his sufferings. He's been in the fellowship of my sufferings. But no matter what, we loved one another beyond the flesh. We understand the realm of the flesh. We understand what ghost takes place in the outer court. But understand all these years, we understand what it needs, what you need to get into the spirit. Because we went through much to get into the spirit. Yeshua went through much to get us into the spirit. And we want to crucify him again. When the word says there remaining no more sacrifices of sin. If we just stay in the body and understand, anytime we're going outside of the body, we're not protected by him. We're not covered by him. We're not veiled by him. Same thing in this world. When the wives go outside of the covering, how can the husband protect that wife? And if the wife goes outside of her covering and the children under it, understand the order of Yah. We can get not out of these boundaries by a perpetual degree. These shores are here that the waters will not surpass. Well, we think we got waters that will surpass them. We think we got floods that will surpass them. I am very thankful. Me, myself, and Pastor Charles Dow, that our relationship is in the spirit. And I thank Yah that it is solidified in the spirit, because I want it hid in the spirit, because I don't want nothing attacking it. I want our relationship up in heaven where thieves and moths and nothing can touch it, because I want it hid. That he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them. And we find ourselves, I don't want to die. I don't want to die to my lust and my jealousy and whatever it may be. We cleave on to the riches of this world, believing the lies of the wicked one, not knowing what our Elohim has stored up for us, greater things, eternal things. Will we trust so much in the temporal that we stay outside of the veil? We won't pass through. We as the people of Yah, brothers and sisters, when we're interacting with each other, we know each other's failures, shortcomings, whatever it may be. But should your relationship be on that? See, Mike Fuller based his relationship on that, on his flesh. And all that he ministers is flesh. All he ministers is bitterness. He has yet to see it. The armor Yahweh even reached out into him, but he did not take hold of it. And as is with many of us, not understanding that Messiah sees we as we are. We're open and naked before him. And we should not be ashamed even at that. Quit clothing yourselves with pride. Quit clothing yourselves with envy. Quit clothing yourselves with bitterness. You want the mighty one of this world to keep clothing you in all these filthy rags? Giving you all these filthy temporal riches? Are you going to go with him that's called you to eternal life? Will you go with the flow of Messiah? He is the water of life. These waters flow through Eden. So many trees were planted by them. But that tree that was in the midst of the garden, so many are still flocking to that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That he died for all. That they which live should not henceforth, going forth, live unto yourself. But you should live unto him which died for you. Because he died for you to rise again. And many of us are walking in the risen life. Some of us had even been to that part beyond the veil. To be walking in the risen again. We just walk in temporal words. Temporal phrases that sound good, but they're not lived. They have no substance. They're like sand in the hands. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yeah! Though we have known Messiah, Jesus, after the flesh, and we even read now. Henceforth, we know him no more after the flesh, and that's the reason why you should not build your relationships of your brothers and your sisters after the flesh. We know we have flawed. We know we have shortcomings. But we know the one who has given and made a way for us to rise above even that. Even he, knowing our nakedness, prepared a way, a highway of holiness for the called to walk in. He is the power. He is the glory. He is the majesty forever and ever. Without him, we can do nothing. Get beyond the veil to understand this. Then you might find a morsel of peace that passes all understanding. In the epistle to the Colossians, Colossians 3, verse 1, if you, then be risen with Messiah, your rose. You went beyond the veil. If you understand that flesh on that tree is dead now. Seek those things which are above. Because where is Christ? Where's Christ now? He sits on the right hand of Yah. Now, now. No more after the flesh, but now. Our Messiah is in power. And he wants us to walk in power. Because he consecrated this for us to walk you herein. Beyond the veil, set your affections on things above. Not on things on this earth. For who's dead? You are dead. When you get beyond the veil, you will understand that you are dead. Understand that the bride of Christ, he is my head. I've died unto myself. He is the one leading and guiding. He's the one that controls the hands, controls the feet, controls the legs, controls the arm, controls the chest, controls the stomach, everything as being the head. If I get beyond the veil and submit and subject myself unto his laws, his precepts, his commandments, beyond the veil, they're my protection now. But would you just get to that point in holding him and his word? Now, he must perform it. Now, wives, if you, according to the word, do according to the word, that husband is constrained to do. Hold the word. Yah said, hold him at his word, because he wants to perform it. A godly man, a godly husband, a godly husband wants to perform the covering. He wants to veil the wife and the children. He wants to get into his place, get into his order that has been so much corrupted in our Roman times. The protection of Yah has been there from the beginning, according to the order. Yah will perform his word. He is not slack concerning his promises. Many of you are saying hallelujah now, and these hallelujahs do have substance. It's his counsel. It's his might. It's his justice. It must go forth into this world. The restoration of all things is at hand. Again, if you be risen with Christ, see those things. Seek those things which are above. Quit seeking crap. Quit investing and wasting your money. You heard Pastor earlier this week. Quit wasting money. You think he's talking about temporal money? How much are we investing spiritually? We're spending so much on the World Bank. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. It says you reckoned you were dead. Your life. We know that our life now as children of Yah is his life. It's hid with Christ in Yah. Psalm 27:5. For in time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. Who? Our husband. He can be our veil. He's going to be our protection. He's going to be our covering. He shall hide me in the pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Who is that rock? Who is that rock? Who is that rock? Hear the report. Hear the report. Get beyond the veil and believe the report. Move. Live in the consecration. Power was on that tree. Many of us will not understand this power because we have never been on this tree. Some of you, once you get on that tree in the fellowship of his sufferings, then you can walk as he walked. Fellowship, 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 fellowship. Yet we live amongst ourselves and we see our shortcomings and our failures, but we don't base our friendships on shortcomings and failures. We base our friendships on triumphs, on getting out of these shortcomings. Getting out of these failures, helping one another rise above the flesh, bringing each other into the sanctuary to see the light of Yah, to eat the heavenly manna, to smell of his heavenly scent, and we can enter into his presence. The priests are still here, trying to draw you near, beyond the veil, to our Elohim in this hour, in this time, in this day. I know, even as I minister, even as pastor minister, even as the elders minister, they know that many will not hear. We're still here to push forward and to strengthen that which remains. No new thing under the sun. The second Exodus is in motion, ready for the wilderness. Are you ready for the wilderness? Your life hid in the world. Only two masters you're going to serve. It's that simple. Not that complex. Our salvation is not in reading many books, not watching many YouTube videos. And how many of us have entered into the fellowship of the sufferings, going through the veil as a priest of Yah, watching that lamb and that goat and that turtle dove as its blood seep from its being, lose its life to cover your life. And we look upon Messiah as the blood was coming from him. We did this once. Should we crucify the Son of Yah afresh? Hebrews 5:5. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest. He didn't glorify himself. I'm asking, why are some of us glorifying ourselves in bitterness, in envies and jealousies and hatreds, whatever it may be? Think about it. Consider. What side are you on? That our Messiah glorified not himself. Being the creator of all things, he glorified not himself, even here on earth. And here we are, flesh beings, want to glorify ourselves. Are we greater than the creator? Are we the creature that cries out, why have you made me thus? But we say, I'm not saying it with my mouth, but you're saying it with your actions, with your rebellions, with the stubbornness. It's also Christ glorifying out himself to be made an high priest. But he that said unto him, you are my son. Most High said, you are my son. We are the sons of Yah. So today have I begotten you. And he says in another place, you are the priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days Messiah of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplication with strong cryings and tears unto him that was able to save him from death. Who is able to save you from death? Will he either be on the veil and bring this into your being? Even in the days of his flesh, it was heard that he feared. Messiah understands this flesh. When you get unto his understanding of the flesh, you will be able to get beyond the veil of this flesh. Not hard, but the way of the transgressor is hard. What are you fearing? What are you fearing? Many times, many of us have been brought to the Garden of Gethsemane. And it's a battle between the flesh and the spirit. It's a battle between my will and Yah's will. Will the spirit that Yah has put in you be greater and have a testimony and say, not my will, but thy will be done, and enter into the veil? That all that was been before him from the garden on was a joy to be nailed to the tree. But we look. We so much look at natural pain and natural suffering. Not understanding a tree beyond the veil. The fruit is provided for us. Though he were a son in Hebrews 5:8, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And going through this suffering and not fighting the suffering, he said he learned obedience. And the suffering made him perfect. Why for us? Consecrating for us to be the author of eternal salvation. Unto all that obey him. Daily. A tree is there. Are you on it? Tree of life is in the spirit. Understanding that Messiah is on the tree. Are we going to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Flesh and the world. Temporal books. Temporal theologies. Temporal first fathers and whatever it may be. From the Roman world. Our Yah is not Roman. I am not a Roman. I have come to that conclusion. I have denounced my Roman citizenship. One time I was a citizen of Rome, no more. Declared my citizenship is in Zion. The only way I could get to this place is going beyond the veil. I suffered a lot, endured a lot, but in the end, the food was good. I understand through this suffering, this trial and tribulation, when I eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, I understand its rewards. But even more the so now that I am eating from the tree of life more and more day by day, that I am addicted to it. Nothing higher in this whole existence than the Most High. If you want to get inebriated, drink of the Spirit. If you want to get high, fast and pray. Bow yourselves before the Most High. Get into the Holy of Holies. That is the highest of highest. These things last eternally. Marijuana, cocaine, whatever. Soul temple. Mighty one of this world thinks he can mimic and want to be like the Most High God. He's not eternal. No love in him, no truth in him. I want to be with the one that has truth. I want to be with the one that has life. I want to be with the one who is eternal. And then, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, do you want to be made perfect? Get beyond the veil. Whatever it is for you, even to get into the sanctuary, get there. The sufferings is worth it. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. We're going to conclude with this. John 13:3. Jesus, Messiah, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he was come from Yah, and he went to Yah, said he rises from supper and laid aside himself garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then comes to him Simon Peter, and Peter says unto him, Master, dost you wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do, you know us not now, but you shall know hereafter. When you get beyond the veil, Peter, you're going to know what I'm doing unto you. Peter said unto him, and we need to get to this place as Peter did, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash you not, you have no part with him. So Peter had to get beyond the veil and understand and tell Messiah, not wash only my feet, but Messiah, wash all of me. Passover is coming. You know the order of Passover. Will you make the Passover? Will you get beyond the veil this dead season? And he said, oh, yeah, this and that, yeah, this and that, and this and that, you know. They were saying it in the outer court, talking in the flesh. In this dead season, I've seen a lot of perishing. Not many making it into the sanctuary. Not many people seeking into the presence of Yah. The feast of Passover is coming. What has this dead season been to you? Have you let it get you beyond the veil? Or have you let it, or now letting it, and then it's now speaking as you do, to enter into outer darkness? Israel is real. Our Yah is real. Do you desire to be in the family of Yah? Do you desire a head? Do you desire covering? Do you want to be in his house? He is the head. Hallelujah. 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 Will we enter Passover beyond the veil? We understand the order that we have been subjected to. We are the people of life. Quit living as people of death.